Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. This show is artfully produced by a young woman named Elif Garris, who is not only a terrific producer and has become a good pal, she is also young and knows things that I don't know. It's been a while because she has to work other jobs because they don't pay her enough here. They don't pay any of these people enough here. They don't pay me enough here to make ends meet. So she hasn't done as many contributing pieces. She did one on Rubinia that was just great. You, Elif, have discovered a band, haven't you?
Yes. Their name is Molehill.
Molehill.
Yes.
Okay.
And I discovered them when I was in college. I had a radio show of my own on UIC Radio, and they contacted me one day. I think they...
What was your show? I don't even know this. What kind of show was it?
It was a music show, mostly, yeah,
like a
mostly
disc jockey.
Music.
You were like an old-fashioned disc jockey.
Yes, old-fashioned indeed. I just talked about music. I did some research on musicians' backgrounds, and I like to introduce my audience, if I had one, to mostly Chicago bands, and I interviewed a lot of different bands.
Yeah.
And Molehill happens to be from the Chicagoland area. I can't remember how they reached me, but they found my email address or they called the station or something, and I said, hey, I'll interview you.
Sure.
And so they came in one day, and, well, before they came in, I listened to their music, and I just loved it.
You sent me some stuff that we will play in a couple of weeks. They're coming out with a new EP in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and that you sent me links to that, and I thought it was fabulous, musically, as pieces of literature, I mean, as songwriting. I thought it was just great. I see why you fell in love with them. Are they young?
They are young. They're, I want to say, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I think they're probably around 30.
Okay.
Close to 30.
Honey, that's not as young as you are, but that's young.
Yeah.
How do you define their music? What genre do you put them in?
So I would compare them to alternative rock bands.
Okay.
I think they sound maybe a little bit of indie and a little bit of alternative rock. There's a band called Muse that I used to be more obsessed with than I am now, but I still love them. I go to every show, and they have a lot of influence from Muse. It even says it on their webpage.
Huh. Where do they play? Do you know where they play?
Usually at smaller, more intimate venues in Chicago, and they've also toured across the country billion times over.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is great because, you know, I'm sure they have some kind of social media presence, right? They
yes.
probably have a website and, you know, all sorts of other Instagram and all that jazz. But it's still hard to reach that conventional audience. Do you have a song? We are going to debut in a couple weeks. They're new material. But did you find a song that you can play to give the audience a sort of feeling of what they do?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Ghost Town.
Drop your guns and I'll drop mine. I've seen enough wasted life. My heart has tumbleweeds and I need to move. Love again. Lay your weapons down. No need to fight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is, I am almost certain, the first time Mole Hill has ever been heard on WGN. It's not?
No.
What do you mean?
They were on Patty Vasquez's show.
They were?
Yes.
All right. Well, they're on our show now, Elif. Elif Garris has discovered this band, and she thinks this band is a four-person band. Who's in this band?
So we've got Peter Manhart. He's the vocalist, and he plays guitar. Trevor Jones, he's the bassist and he's also a vocalist. Greg Van, I always forget how his name is pronounced.
Don't worry about it.
Greg Van Zweden.
Okay.
On keyboards and backing vocals, and Devin Staples on drums.
But, now, you played these on your, when you had a radio station in college. Have you seen this band live?
Yes.
And?
Amazing. They sound just like their recordings.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they? Are they from the suburbs, the city? You
suburbs.
Don't, they are?
Yeah.
And do you know why and how they formed? All right. I'll tell you what, Elif. We got a show. We got some Hawk shortened shows in the next few weeks. I'm not going to be here next week. I have to go out of town. So I wish they would let you host the show, but God knows who they'll put in here to host the show. But in one of those March shows, see if you can get Mole Hill to come in here, all four of them. They don't have to play in here. We'll play stuff off their new EP, and you and I will interview them, because I think it'll be an interesting perspective from both of us.
Yeah,
and
I
you're
think
a
so.
Big fan, and then you guys can make me a fan. I think the sound is very distinctive and very good.
I think so too.
Where'd you see them play?
I saw them at Martyrs.
Okay, nice club, intimate.
Yes, but I forgot which neighborhood Martyrs is in. Logan?
No, Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue. It's sort of, I don't know, short, just south of Lincoln Square. Okay. But there are a lot of plays. Yeah, it'd be interesting to talk to them about how, what their ambitions are, because it's a tough business, the music business, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yes.
And you know this, and you know a lot of youngsters trying to make it. But you have faith in these guys, don't you?
I do, because I know that they're really trying, and I always think that when you persevere as much as a band or as much as these people are, the universe rewards you. That's my optimistic motto.
Now, if you were to pick, I mean, an astonishingly successful band now that these people, if you had to say, okay, these people will be the next, can you do it?
Okay, let me just think for a minute here.
Think for as long as you want. The Beatles. No, just joking.
I have too many that I'm a fan of.
Yeah, and you're a big, I mean, you're a very serious music fan, too. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm just going to say Radiohead because I've listened to them for so long.
Sure. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm sure they would be flattered by that, too. But so, they have a new EP coming out shortly, and we will have them on the show. Are you game for this?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not too big a fan. You're not too big a fan.
No.
You have to keep some kind of distance. And I think Ben Tanzer, who was on here, I know one of the great things about Elif is she is a very determined young writer. She wants to write, and she's a very good writer. And I think someone like Ben can be, he didn't start doing it till he was in his 30s. Mm-hmm. And he's got 5 books published in a wicked, wicked time for book publishing, I got to tell you.
Insane.
And the next guests I have on are the two editors of a fantastic book. You'll love this, too. Revise the Psalm, work celebrating the writing of Gwendolyn Brooks, who I feel, I'm so glad about this book. It's the 100th anniversary of good old Miss Brooks' birth. She wasn't born in Chicago, but she came here when she was really little, and she really defined the city, and she was the first African-American Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, and used to come over to my parents' house with frequency and was just among the sweetest women. Who I'm going to give you a copy of this book because I think,
thank you.
I think this, too, will inspire you. So please stay tuned. They're going to be on for at least 45 minutes.